Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording Sunday, June 22nd, on yet another blistering hot day.
Steamy, yeah. steamy.
Very hot. Ugh.
Sweaty balls.
Ew.
Sweaty balls.
Bat wings.
Oh, God.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, bat wings.
Starting off strong.
As you can hear, everybody's here.
Yay! You missed us, folks. You know it.
Are they?
Except Kathy. She's being the mature
Kathy,
one over
she's
there.
Quiet.
Yep. I'm not participating in this.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Are you?
Pool. Oh, my
she's
gosh.
A lady. She doesn't talk about sweaty balls.
I'm a lady.
She talks about the humidities, though. Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Sorry, Bart.
Oh, God. Telling
boob
you.
Sweat. Humidity.
I have so much boob sweat because I don't wear a bra.
Got to put like powder or something underneath it.
I have powder.
Yeah.
Just need little fans. Two fans under the boob.
Well, that's an interesting start.
Yeah.
We're recording. That's right.
It's okay. I'm just going to put an explicit tag on this. And, you know, I don't care if we don't say anything bad. I'm just covering the all bases.
Just say, boobs. Look, don't listen to this in front of your kids. We are
boobs.
Not safe for work.
No, we're not.
Definitely boobs. Rated R.
Oh, my God.
Be sure to check out our website, check out the calendar of events and the police blotters and city council notes. Police blotters, I'm particularly amazed at the kid who stole from one auto parts store and then proceeded to get fired and go to another one and immediately steal from them.
What?
Oh, man, I have not been following the police blotter.
And this happened, again, this happened the same day.
The same day.
The same day you got fired, got another job, and then stole from that job?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, hey.
Well, that's interesting.
Life goals.
He's consistent.
So I guess he parted ways with his first job.
Oh, my gosh. I've only had one cup of coffee.
Nice.
Michael.
Nice one.
Just saying.
Be sure to send your feedback to us. Tell us what you have a show. I need to check the email. I haven't done it in a while, and I should probably be doing that.
Oh my gosh, what if we're like millionaires right now? Somebody just
are we getting
like
scammed
us.
From the Nigerian thing who won in his inheritance?
Hey, that's
I'm
real.
Still waiting on my money.
Mike is waiting for his money. It's going to happen.
I am Nigerian royalty.
He is. That's why I married him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you'll just be deported. So,
no, that's true. Yeah, well, no, true. Because he's rich. He can just buy it. The golden, what is it?
The gold visa.
Yeah.
Checks in the mail.
How much was it? Like, how much can you buy it?
It's only like $5 million.
It's $5 million.
$5 million for United States citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. $5 million. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
The gold fast pass.
Oh, he's back in. Never mind then. No deportation.
We'll be fine.
For Mike.
Yeah. Rules do not apply to rich people. Come on, Jen.
We stumped Bart.
Bart's glitching.
Bart's like, I can't even.
Bart's frozen.
So keep sending your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show.
Yes. Even though we won't check it.
Oh, we'll check it. We'll check it. We'll get better at it.
I just did.
Yeah, Bart
That's
checked
true.
It.
That's true.
Start quarterly. Quarterly check-in.
3 months later.
You can get a hold of us. You can also get a hold of us on Facebook. You can review us on your podcast catcher. And you can email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
So before we jump into the roundtable, we just spent an hour talking.
You don't want to talk up yet.
To jump into
no,
before.
Yeah. You Pretty want me sure to start that. Again?
No.
That was the first podcast that can't be aired. Then we segue into the second podcast.
Yeah. I'll make everybody go into the fetal position. That's my specialty.
Yeah.
Like, let's do doomsday.
Oh, poor Mike.
Why is he out in the garage all the time with his headset? He can't hear. Kathy, did you ever hear me yelling at Mike?
I think I did drive up one time. I saw him laying in the middle of the garage in a little fetal position. I was like, what the fuck?
And then you see me
probably because I hit myself in the balls with a piece of wood or some shit.
Oh, man.
I was working on something, ball tap myself. Laying there.
And I walked in there at the right time. You're just laying there.
Just start laughing. Poke me with a stick. Get up, walk it off, rub some dirt on it.
You're okay.
Oh, get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get
a bigger problem than the F word. I'll tell you that much. Ugh.
So yeah, let's jump into the round table.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And us are discussing our biggest problem.
So what is our biggest problems? What do you want to talk about, Bart?
Well, let's see. What is it? Well, actually, it's been weekly, the protests, but the new No Kings protests. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Last Saturday. Rainy day, but man, did it look like it was well attended. Jen and Steve, you guys were there.
Yeah,
we were there. Yeah,
we were there the whole time. We got there almost right where it started.
It was pouring. Gabe came, and also Noah and Colton came too. Mm-hmm. So it was a whole family.
That's great.
Yeah,
Family that protests together stays together. Yeah,
that's right.
They pretty much stayed in one spot, and I walked the whole thing.
Yeah, Steve was gone the whole time shooting.
And I photographed the whole thing too.
It was so big.
Yeah, I had plastic bags on my camera, and I taped the bags to the camera, and I had I had a poncho on. I was in the rain the whole time.
Yeah. How far? Like where? How far did it go?
Oh man.
You know where was it the totem pole statue? What is it called?
Yep.
From both sides of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way out up at the end of the top of the Acme parking lot, and also like where the road goes like this, and there were people in front of the statue. And across the street, there's that park, all the way to the end of that park, behind the fence and in front of the fence and on the sidewalk. And they're all the way down past HA Specials and past the gas station. Past the gas station, then around the corner of the gas station. And then the other side, Rise and Shine, all the way down past the car wash around the corner, and then down the Acme, and then where Sing Biryani and all that stuff is, all down
that
Indian too.
Grocery,
yeah, and then
great.
It kind of stopped in front of like the ice cream,
Stoddard's. Yeah,
like there. That's where it ended on both sides. That's about how far it went back, and it was probably between. Typically, it was 2 to 4 people deep most of the way. And then where the park is across the street, it was like the whole park was full.
Wow.
Because people could be in the park. You were allowed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cop that kept coming by and telling you, please get off the Acme, lawn. Because we were standing on their mulch and shit.
Oh, okay.
And Acme didn't want us on their property, and they were kicking us off. Whereas the donut shop didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas station, they didn't want them on the. And there was actually a bunch of cops standing at the gas station. They didn't want you in their property either. So
yeah. Okay,
it's a tiny lot.
It's a tiny lot, and you don't want to like stop people from doing what they need to do.
And then Rise and Shine, of course, they didn't care either. As long as you kept their parking lot open, people can come in and out. They didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad.
It was jovial. Everyone was enthusiastic.
And folks from all around the area, not just the Falls.
Yes, correct. And considering it was pouring the whole time. I think it was a hell of a turnout. People out there when they're walkers and shit. And I saw people in their wheelchairs.
Well, that is pretty impressive. And I think that I'm not sure if the official numbers are coming in, but I heard that this was, and I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me, but it was one of the largest protests that we've had in this country since, I think the larger one was something about Earth Day back in the 80s or 70s or something. But to have that many states and cities and participants in it was one of the largest protests that we've had. So
it was good.
I think that's great. They say that you need like 3% of the population, and then authoritarianism and fascism can't take root as long as you have about 3% of your population fighting against it. And they're saying that we probably made the 3% of our population of people that were out there on that one day protesting. So keep it up, people.
There's hope. There was a lot of like-minded folks. They were empowered.
There were people at every age group too, and every ethnicity.
All walks of life, everybody coming in and seeing this. I mean, if you care about the Constitution, you care about our country, you care about what we stand for as the states, then you know this should concern you. And I'm happy to see that people came out there to be able to say their voice or have their voice.
Right. And there's also a lot of people because there's more than one going on.
Yep.
That's why you get a variety of people too.
That's a good point.
Someone asked me one time, what are you protesting? It's like, there's so many reasons that people can pick their top five.
Right.
And you can still all have different reasons.
Right.
And that's what's pulling in so many people.
That's a really good point.
There's so many choices.
You're not protesting just one specific event. People could be there for multiple reasons. you know, so that's a really good point. Yeah. Anybody go to the Akron one or go to any other one or know of anybody that went to one?
One of the ladies who takes care of Pop Pop went to the Kent one.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sent us pictures and, you know, said it was really good.
Well, I saw the one in Hudson. People had pictures of the one in Hudson and the Akron, the Cleveland one. Remarkable. That was amazing. Yeah, I think that it was an impressive turnout and I hope they do it again and more people keep showing up.
Yep. Well organized, I'd say.
Was it?
I didn't go to this one, but I think that they're getting very well organized.
That is good.
And coordinated.
Yeah.
I know the one in Columbus was as their pride event. So they had like double all that.
Oh, hugely. Wow. Yeah, that would be, did they do a pride parade too? Or did they just coordinate it and put it all in together? And
you know what? I don't know. I've just
big old party pictures
that I saw.
Wow. I went to Cleveland's pride parade.
I saw 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was super fun. And really the amount of people that were there and just being friendly. I mean, I was impressed at how many people were there. And I only ran into one person with a loudspeaker sitting there doing like preaching and talking about how you need to repent. And then there was an airplane that was flying by with a banner that says repent now that, you know, something about, I don't know. It was ridiculous. But other than that, so many people there, people were all friendly. I didn't feel nervous or scared, you know, or thinking that I was in any kind of danger at all. It was just a great event. So it was pretty cool.
We were at a sale on the Cleveland Pride Day. And we actually were down there in that area. There's a lot of people that come from the parade everywhere. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressed up and it was, you know, a festive kind of season.
Yeah.
It's a real feel. Yeah. And Kent had their Pride Fest the same day as the protests.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So. Okay.
When's Akron's? Does anybody know?
I don't know when Akron is. Isn't that usually later in the season?
It's in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex always had that 3x3 tournament or 3x3. Right. And it was always that same Saturday. So it's like
August 23rd.
Second or third.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's there was going to be a Pride sponsored event in the falls with vendors and everything down on Front Street, I thought. And the Vivo
Beauty Bar
was one of the sponsors. And so was the candle place.
When?
I don't know. It's the summer. It's soon.
I have not heard of this. So yeah, I'll have to do some research on that.
I saw a bunch of posts on it. I forgot to commit it to memory.
Yeah.
I shared it.
No, that'd be great. When we find more information, maybe we can post that on our website to give people a chance to participate in that. Yeah, I'd definitely go to that. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's great to be like around like-minded people who just, you know, accept you for who you are. And you're just in this like space that is full of just love. I had, I am not religious by any means, but there was a priest that was walking in the parade. And he is going around and putting the cross on the forehead with glitter, like a glitter thing or whatever. So, and so I had that done too. And it was just very powerful to me. Even though I'm not Catholic and don't hold on to those beliefs, it was very emotional and really affected me to see that typically you think of people that are religious as judgmental and damning people, you know, basically to hell for what they're doing. To see that there's somebody with a person of cloth coming around and welcoming them. And, you know, just, it was just a lot of love and it felt good. And yeah, we need more of that.
Definitely.
Yeah. We need to get, I mean, this country is just breaking apart and we need more events where we can get together as a community, just full of love and just be together. And it's hard to feel so alone sometimes. You know, when you're in this world and you kind of feel like I'm the only one who is bothered by this or upset about what's going on and just be surrounded by that energy. It's just very, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I'm just rambling, but.
That almost made me cry.
I feel it sometimes. I feel like crying sometimes.
Of course. I feel like crying every fucking day.
I'm just so. And I know that that's the purpose of it is to overwhelm us and to make us feel like we give up because there's so much going on. We can't keep track. But events like that. Events like the protests and the pride events and being able to be surrounded by that energy of like-minded individuals who just want to have, you know, fun and respect other people of who they are and where they're coming from is just...
It returns your faith in humanity. And that's why we really should be doing more of it. Should be doing more of it. It should be like monthly, which there are a lot of the events. So that's the way to help cope is to try and find those local events to get together and be around folks that will give you hope.
That event at Vivo is next Saturday.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I think we have something going on next Saturday, don't we? Bald guy.
There's going to be a drag show, a pride market.
What?
That'll be good. That'll be fun.
Super cool.
Downtown?
Yeah. Downtown.
What time?
It goes from 3 to 7.
And where'd you find that info?
The drag show starts at 7:30.
Where are they going to do the drag show?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's at Vivo or...
I'm full of it.
They had it in the amphitheater.
Oh, that's what I was hoping.
I'm going to have to go photograph that because that out there.
Oh, heck yeah.
And it looks like...
I try to use media for good.
The cover charge to get into the drag show, all those funds are going to the Trevor.
I love the Trevor Project. That's amazing.
He might be doing it inside the Sense by the Falls. Because they have like a small little...
Yeah, that little stage area there. And they have that little patio too.
It's so small though. I'm hoping they have a larger... event.
Is that patio on the side?
Or they do. They do. Right by it. But it's still, that's the amount of people that I hope will want to show up. There won't be a lot of room. So hopefully they'll do it in a large space. That's amazing. Thanks, Bart, for finding that out.
So next Saturday is also the Democratic yearly picnic.
Oh, that's not...
Is it 12 to 2? 12 to 2, and then the Prism Pride is like 3 to 7:30 or something.
Oh, okay. So you can go to the picnic and then go to the...
Yeah,
give me a super peopling day.
Just do it in bites. Ew. Now we're here. Yeah. Go home and rest and recover.
I love being around people.
What I do is I take a gummy, a sativa gummy, before I go to the first one, and then right after that, when I take another one,
you're like, I'm going good. Yeah,
surrounded by fabulous people, so it will be easy to be around.
It is easy to be around. Yeah, I thought for sure that I would wig out being in Cleveland with that many people, but. No, I felt like I'm around people. I'm around my people.
I find the way I cope with sometimes if I'm nervous is I just get my high bomb.
I've heard other people say stuff like that where it's like you have something. I think that helped my older daughter when she was going through things. She would, when Mike and I got married, she was kind of in that struggle stage at that point. And we gave her a camera and she just walked around taking pictures. It gave her so much more confidence. To be around and walking around people. So there's a tip from us, from Falls Free Press. You're feeling anxious about something? Start taking pictures.
What I find I get into a zone where I can see outside the moment, outside the air. Like I can see it more objectively. And
that makes sense because you're trying to get the shot. So you're trying to like look at the lighting and the imagery and lining things up.
How do I capture this?
Yeah.
Justice. For the Falls protest, I was saying, how can I show how many people were here?
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to show detail. So I need to have a long telephoto lens. And also I need to shoot with wide angle lens. Mm-hmm. So I used two cameras. I didn't change lenses. I had two wide angle lens and I had telephoto lens. I just went back and forth and back and forth. And there's some shots that required either both or the other. And that's what I would do.
That's actually, that's pretty cool. I mean, not only do you get to do, your job, that's your job, basically, but you also kind of be able to participate without feeling like you're so involved and overwhelmed. You don't have to take the energy. That's my problem is the energy sometimes gets overwhelming.
Well, I like this kind of stuff. The photojournalism stuff is fun. When I'm shooting a wedding, when you're shooting portraits, you're shooting, interacting with people, like even preschool portraits, it's exhausting because you have to be on 100%. You got to be a people person. You got to be fun, charming, interesting, funny, and high energy. Go, 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 go. And then you have to be on top of it and you have to direct people. You got to go over here and you got to do it nicely. So
they said move over there. Why are you moving?
You irritate them. You're going to get a shitty picture. Yeah. And they're paying you for a good picture.
Yeah.
So you got to be, kiss ass, make people laugh and crack
jokes. Photojournalism, you're just there in the moment as a witness.
To me, that's fun because I can relax. I don't have to interact with people. Other than, excuse me, let me scoot by. And then,
That makes absolute sense. What else is going on, Bart? Was there any famous people walking around Cuyahoga Falls?
Yes. So we had Gordon Ramsay came to film one of his programs at Lila's.
Who?
So some reports are saying it was for his new show, Secret Service. Many other places, including myself, believe it may have been for Kitchen Nightmares. Because let's just say you're not supposed to keep flytrap strips hanging throughout a dining room.
You know what? Why? I don't appreciate you being negative to their decor, Bart. That is what they like.
Also, when your bathroom is right next to the dining room.
Oh, no. And?
Where else are you going to put it?
In the kitchen, where it belongs.
Don't go in there at least 35, 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Walking out there, go, whoo, you do not want to go in there.
And I mean, they're seating very near to it, as I recall.
Let me guess. Yeah. You want them to wash their hands after they're done.
Don't eat the special.
But yeah, so he was there, and I had a friend who got to go to the official grand reopening dinner that he held, that they held for the end of the show.
Tell us, what was it like?
I'm not allowed to. Also, I don't know very much information.
Bart.
No.
What a tease.
Yeah. But I have now I have
was
heard
it your dad? Was it your dad?
No. Do you know at least there the night of the event, and I mean there's fire reports from this, so it, you know, it's happened that the firemen were actually there for the dinner, and then they had a report of a battery that exploded and caught fire, and so it was over to the front street fire station, so they went over there, they went all the way up from Lila's all the way to front street, got that situated, they were filling out the paperwork. And another fire started. Where was that fire? Lila.
No, really?
Yes.
That's awkward.
Wow.
So everybody who was there for the dinner, you know, they had the, you know, all crowd. They were in the park. They had a crowd out in the parking lot for about 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
But I mean, of all places, you know, they have to drive all the way back to Lila's where they were just at.
I'm sure they got all that on film. That's going to make quite an episode.
Yeah,
the kitchen burning and everything going to shit.
No.
Great TV though. I bet that's great. Great TV.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch it.
And
when
then
out.
Gordon Ramsay swearing at everybody, calling them their shitty cooks and terrible food.
Yeah, I guess he visited a bunch of places in Akron. We don't actually know where he went and where, because
it's AI, man.
Yeah. Some good news.
Good. We need it.
Missing 62-year-old man David James Pruitt went missing Wednesday night at Blossom during the storm, and he was found safe Thursday morning.
Do they know where they found him, or was he like wandering?
You know
what the heck happened?
I couldn't figure out where they found him. He wandered off during the storm, and to be honest, there shouldn't have been a concert when there was a storm.
Yeah, some heck of the storms. We could probably talk about that, man. Yeah.
I was at my parents' house after work, and it was all of a sudden we started hearing the tornado sirens, and it was basically as soon as the rain stopped for, like, you know, it was stopped for like 5 minutes, I rushed home, and like as soon as I walked in the door, everything started again.
Yeah, that was a crazy night.
That was an absolute crazy night. When Mike was coming home from work, I was kind of worried he got stuck with it. I just know that my cat started acting kind of weird. Like, she was like very nervous. And like, I was like petting her because I knew there was a storm coming and stuff. And I didn't realize there was like a tornado going on. And I'm like just petting her going, it's all right. But the rain was going sideways. I was like, looked out the window and I'm like, what is this? Is this what's happening here? But yeah, the wind was insane. Anybody have any property damage or anything happen?
No,
That's good. Yeah, we didn't either, luckily. You're going to take us back down, aren't you, Bart? You're going to make us...
No, okay. Actually, I'm looking at Channel 19 News, and they have literally no information other than he went missing around 6 p.m. Wednesday. Please say he is safe and healthy. Because
they probably found
I'm
him
so
in his
glad.
House.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably just went.
He's like, I'm home. Yeah. What's going on?
He went to go pee in the woods and got lost. And
he's like, where did everybody go? Come back. And our daughter wasn't there to yell at him to not pee in the woods. So
exactly.
That was the problem. That used to be her job in Blossom. Stand by the bathrooms and tell people not to pee in the woods.
But if you're standing at the bathroom. That's not yeah. what people are.
Yeah, she's standing there by the bathrooms, which are right there, but people choose to pee in the woods. And she's like, what the heck is why there's the bathroom right here? You know? Yeah. Oh, those that was a great job for her. She had fun. There was a lot of interesting things she saw.
Patrick liked working there too.
Mm-hmm. He did the, did he do the traffic. Parking?
Parking lot.
Traffic, was he yeah. able to stay for the concerts and stuff too?
They could see some things. Yeah, they a few things. Sometimes they would just hang out in their trailer thing where mm-hmm. they set up that, but he yeah. liked all the people and enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. That's what she loved doing it with. She got to see a bunch of concerts and, you know, she did like yelling at people, yelling at grown men for not to pee in the woods, you know, this what was she like 19 or 20 at the time? It was her college summer job. And I'm like, yeah, go put a like 19, 20 year old girl going out there. She's like, yeah, I'll do it.
It looks like a dick, but it's smaller.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's like a second belly button.
It's a little bitty baby one. I don't have any tweezers in my pocket. Sorry.
The micrometer out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. Okay, moving on.
Starting yesterday, there's been a search, and it's still going on. There's currently signs posted, you know, stay out of the water. And they just posted them today because they're while they're searching. Mm. And overturned kayak, overturned tube, near the
inflatable. It wasn't some kind of inflatable device.
They're still looking. That is not what I clicked on.
Yeah, it's what you clicked on.
So currently, Cuyahoga Falls Fire Department is asking all non-safety personnel to avoid the area of the river being broad in the gorge. Trains, rescue teams, and aerial support are unseen. It says, please do not attempt river access in this area and respect all trail closed signs.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
so we should probably give a little back history of it. I'm sure everybody knows what's going on, but...
I mean, it just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday a young man and his little five-year-old nephew overturned their flotation device in the Cuyahoga. I don't know where they overturned it, but...
In the river.
In the river. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it his nephew? I thought it was his son.
No, it was his nephew.
Oh, I thought it was his son as well. But I thought a mother and a smaller child got to safety is what I read.
They did, yes. And then... That five-year-old was that woman's other son.
Oh my gosh.
And then I've read like four or five reports that all said the same thing.
Okay.
Cause so News at Five says father and son. Oh, I know really? That. No, yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot of like, who knows what kind of, what.
Yes.
But I saw father and son as well, Kathy. So I don't know, but when stuff like this comes out and you know, they're trying to get information as fast as possible, I'm sure there's going to be some,
I mean, it
wrong
doesn't,
information.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah, right. And it's just it's
according tragedy. To Channel 8, they terminated searching Sunday evening around 10 and plan to start on Sunday morning around 7.
Saturday evening and start on Sunday.
No, they said Sunday.
They said well, Sunday evening. They said okay.
That's what
okay. I see what you're saying. Up. Yeah, there's going to be mistakes when you're trying to get you know, information out, but
I can't tell. It says somebody who posted shared said this is my son's uncle and cousin, so maybe it is a father and son.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
anyway. It's sad.
There's recent perfect. Photos taken. This is you know where they're dredging. You know where all the big lake is behind the dam. Behind that's the dam. Where they're looking right now. They're actual divers down looking in the water, seeing if they're down there somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't even, my heart is just breaking. I can't, I can't even imagine. And yeah, just stay out of the area and let, you know, the professionals do what they're going to do. And you just, all you can do right now is just give, I don't even know. I mean, I don't know.
No, accidents happen and you have to respect Mother Nature. And, you know, we were planning on tubing today and didn't realize how bad it was. So
yeah,
you know, awareness is everything. Yeah. But also, you know, we've had the rainiest month ever and the river's high and things are flooded. So
and fast. It's very, high and fast.
High and fast. It's even though you think the Cuyahoga is a slow, lazy river, it's very dangerous around here. We do have class 4 and 5 rapids and so
we do. You know, we do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just rocks everywhere and it's just you just don't know. I mean, yeah. Water can just take you in. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been like in an ocean or in stuff, you know that you're just sitting there and a wave comes up to you. It knocks you over no matter how strong you are. And just imagine that much running water. I just feel for them. It's just horrible.
Prayers to that family.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to probably think that this is not the first time we're going to have to be talking about this going forward. And when that dam does go down and it becomes more of a recreation area, we're probably right. going to see more of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe it will be time for, you know, more postage signs, yes,
more
training.
Signs, more, you know,
awareness.
Yes.
Because we're not used to having rapids like that.
We might actually have to have somebody in charge of awareness and pushing it out there.
Yeah.
Well, there could be like a level thing or something where, you know, is it safe for beginners? Yeah. Is it safe for advanced? Do not do it at all. You know, those kind of levels.
You can have a sign and like when you roll into the city. There's the gallons per minute and here's the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you do it in the ocean and stuff, like when it's high tide and when it's like kind of you have those kind of postings and stuff. So if we're going to be going towards, and we are, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? That we'll need to start posting those kind of things. And but I mean, I know that what is the company that does
Float the River.
Yeah, they canceled theirs.
They canceled it yesterday and today.
Yeah, and this was they canceled it before this actually occurred, right? Because they knew the water was so bad. And
probably, that I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how much advance. Maybe a day in advance. Who knows? No. The river was pretty. We walked some of it yesterday. We even climbed on top of the walked on the bridge. Mm-hmm. Over see all the barges and stuff, and the water was sitting high. Yeah. It was really high.
So something not as
heavy
bad. The Summit County Environmental Service. If you've driven by it, it's demolished.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's gone.
The hole in the ground now.
Yeah.
What's the plan on that?
So there's been a lot of different controversy. They were supposed to have sold, supposed to have put it up for auction, and that didn't happen. It was sat there for about 3 years with nothing. So right now,
I heard it's going to be a vape store, a car wash,
affordable housing,
a KFC,
KFC
housing,
storage facility.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and a dispensary.
Oh, I forgot about the dispensary.
Oh, yay! I hope so. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Now, if it was a KFC and a dispensary,
win-win.
I can't believe people haven't started that. I
buy the weed here and go over and get the munchie food.
Hell yeah! Yeah.
I will be honest. I don't know what the.
Oh, okay. Hopefully they have some plan.
Well, it's not a chicken to cash place.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Let's hope not, because that means our city's going downhill. If we get. I did see that by Doodle Drive-In, they tore down that.
Nursery or whatever.
Yeah. I saw on social medias that's going to be a Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Supposedly the owner of the Doodle Drive-In commented on the post and she said, I can confirm that it's going to be a Dunkin' Donut. And I'm like, ugh. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because they have right down the street where the marathon is.
I don't know. The only things that seem to be like building up nowadays is these big these chains. I want smaller businesses.
Boo.
Oh, okay. Well.
It's tough times for small businesses.
It really, really is.
We're struggling hard, man.
Yeah. We need Brondo.
Brondo
has electrolytes.
Brondo does have electrolytes.
I don't know what Brondo is.
Yeah, she has not seen that movie.
You have to watch that movie. We're living it. I don't know. I don't know if you want to.
President Camacho.
We are living it right now.
What's the movie?
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Yes. I have not seen
it. It's an awesome movie. It's a cult classic. You gotta see
it. Is so good.
It'll make me sad because
it is going to make you depressed because you're gonna be like,
It was made when this was like a far-fetched.
It made from the 90s?
Idea.
I think it was early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. So when W was president, maybe.
Yeah.
Was it W or Obama? I don't remember which, but
it was W.
You watch it now and you're like, holy fuck, somebody watched that movie and said, let's make this reality.
Make this plan.
Oh, yeah, God. That sounds great. Do we want me to talk about good news? I don't know if I'm a good news person right now. Kathy has a fantastic poll that
we're all waiting for. How can we help?
I'm waiting for it too.
Yeah, we got to see. She kind of called us over yesterday, and I was really excited. I got to see what it looks like. It's amazing.
Awesome. Awesome.
So yeah, that's. I know that nobody who's listening cares about that other than us, but. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm in that poo poo. You can't swim in it.
Boop, 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 boop. Yep. You can't sit here. You don't even go here. I don't know. Do you guys have any good news? Does anybody have any good news? Can we talk about good news for a second? Oh, guys.
Oh.
And we're all together. Oh, oh. Okay. This is going to be so good. All right. Woohoo. Oh. Guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bards arts, bards arts, bards arts, bards arts.
Bards arts.
Well, thank you guys. I needed that. Nice.
That was a harsh one. That was great.
It was. He put his heart into it.
Nope. No, I love it. You put your heart into it.
All right. Hit us, Bart.
Put something into it.
Oh, you just killed Bart. Good job, Mike.
Sorry, Bart.
When we last recorded, we didn't know the schedule for Front Street Live. Been going for 2 weeks now. The schedule is up, corrected. The last schedule that we had was from last year.
Oops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
I do know on Friday, Chris Soulsby and Saxy Rob played down on Front Street. I don't know if the movie happened or not. I left before the movie started because the wind was kind of picking up a lot.
Was this during the storms?
This was on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I mean, the wind was really bad. It was getting really bad.
Huh.
And it was like, are they going to... I mean, it rained like 3 times while I was down there. So I don't know.
Hmm. Well, if anybody knows, let us know.
I mean, ironically, the movie was Moana, so...
That would have been perfect.
But next Friday, Megan Sullivan and Guy Randall will ring downtown.
Relation?
No. And John Hayes and Scott Sopata will be performing on July 11th.
Oops.
He did it again.
And you'll continue to do it. He's Bart.
Oops, I did it again.
I sharted.
Played with I your lost heart.
My page.
I had another Trump.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I thought we're going to do that. We're the arts now. Come on. Not the fart arts.
Okay. So every Wednesday till July 16th, there will be a summer drama club for first through fifth graders at the St. John's Episcopal Church on 2nd Street. The cost to join is a suggested donation of $25, but really it's a pay what you can. No one gets turned away.
Very that would be nice. Cute to be a little fly on the wall and trying to see those kids.
Yeah. Young performers will explore acting, storytelling, character creation through games, activities, and hands-on art projects.
In the Bible.
I believe it's just
unknown.
Their location.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is put together through the Summit Arts
Club. Well, that is very nice. I like that. I like when they have activities for kids that are very low cost.
June 27th, that's next Friday. That's next
Shut
Friday.
Your mouth. That's not true.
It's almost July 4th.
Yeah.
Shush.
And speaking of July 4th, next Friday from 6:30 to 9:30, the 122nd Army Band will be performing at the Downtown Amphitheater with fireworks.
Oh, wow. Fireworks! That would be fun.
Yay!
Yay, fireworks!
Yeah.
That is hard
that's
to believe.
Next Friday.
I don't even know what's happening right now. There is something that's
happening. Because now we've already had the longest day of the year. Now we're getting shorter.
Was yesterday the first day of summer?
Yeah.
Or the was it
okay. Friday?
Friday
night.
Yeah. Friday night was solstice. Yeah. Friday. Okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Because that would have been before. What was yesterday? The 21st?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. I'm with you now.
Yeah. So yesterday was the first day of summer, right?
Yes.
21st.
Yes. Just goes downhill from now.
From Oh, man. Put that negative spin on it again, didn't
you're
we?
You're welcome. No. Well,
that's, you know what? Just so you know, you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, I am like a Charlie Brown. What's going on with Charlie Brown?
Stephen made a Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I was going to say Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is a double flusher.
That was a Charlie Trumpy.
He's a double flusher.
Bart tries to like, can we just please just move on? And he's...
I know, he needs to get out of here because this is...
Yes.
So Your Good Man Charlie Brown will be performed at Porthouse Theater weekends beginning July 4th through July 12th.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been there?
I have not. Have you? Neither. Oh, maybe you should take a venture there. I wonder how much the tickets are.
Absolutely.
Do you have this information?
I do.
Ooh. Ask and you shall receive.
Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Charlie Brown. Tell me more.
And I'm going to have grease in my... Sorry. Songs in my head. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Tickets are starting at $18 and purchase by price. Oh, so where do you get $18? Aches. Oh, okay. I see. Children tickets can be between $15 and $47. Adults are $41. And young professionals are $25 to $47. I don't understand the price range here.
What's a young professional? Would I be considered a young professional? Nobody says any. Wow. Okay, cool.
I know I'm not.
Well, you're not professional.
Young
so
professional is 30 and under.
I'm so close to that.
I was young once, but I was never professional.
I play one on TV.
Yes.
I can put on my suit and walk in and my, it's very weird how you kind of like code switch.
When I have to be in a situation like that in a corporate environment, I feel like I'm putting on an egg, like, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, you are. You are. And then you're like, pinhead. Yep.
I am robot.
I don't know exactly where that came from when I went, but thanks for playing along though, Steve. I appreciate it.
It's called the new Suzanne dance.
Yeah.
Are we still in Bart's Arts?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is all that I have for Bart's Arts.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we did a thing, guys.
Has anyone heard of the Kentucky Meat Shower of 1876?
Ew, I'm sorry, what? No.
That sounds
very... It's a new sex act.
It's an incident. I have a little, from the Museum of Artifacts,
please,
a little container of preserved meat from meat that fell from the sky between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. on March 3rd, 1876. Where chunks of red meat fell from the sky in a 100-by-50-yard area.
What the?
I haven't, the Kentucky Meat Shower.
I need to know more about March this 3rd. Now.
I don't know if like a tornado happened.
I was there. I'm telling you, it didn't happen like they said.
It didn't happen like that. They always embellish it.
We didn't have flight yet.
No. So how did they get just.
Well, because the spaceships would suck up the stuff and then they would
spit it back out.
Yes, that's what it was.
It was. Yeah. That was like their first try. And
exactly.
Then, like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, there is a bottle of preserved meat from the meat shower.
Yummy.
Awesome.
Yeah. You guys want to try it? Fry it
sure.
up.
I'm sure that tastes super fresh.
I'm sure it's fine.
Looks like chicken. All right. Well, I thought I'd give you guys that fun tidbit for the
ending. Yeah. That's good.
So everyone go research the Kentucky meat shower.
You know what? That's better than what's happening right now. So,
like I said, flush.
Flush twice. Courtesy flush.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week. I personally apologize. I'm editing it, but I can't do a lot of it. I can't polish a turn.
Leave it all in. Fuck it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well,
so remember, we want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees, ideas for the show. You can shout those out to us at our email,
fallsfreenow.com.
And of course, article submissions, always happy about that.
Yes, please.
I just checked in our email. Someone sent us a news story for us to look into. I'll be doing that at some point.
Yay. Thank you.
Maybe it's a news story. Maybe it's not.
No. Hey, you know what? Let's get any tips we can get.
So. And finally, be sure to rate and review the show wherever you listen to it.
Yep.
For now, we'll say goodbye. And when we join you next time, we hope you're there too.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.